This morning, we have a little bit of fun in front of us. We will be doing our lessons and carols today. I thought to myself, we haven't sung very many Christmas songs throughout Advent. We've kind of been on a fast of Christmas songs. So let's sing Christmas songs. We did on Christmas Eve and it was delightful. Let's continue that joy and that remembering of our favorite Christmas hymns today. Now, as we read scripture, there are many stories you've heard before. And as you listen, listen for a new layer. As I have read these scriptures this year preparing, I have thought about how many layers there are to this piece of scripture. Of course, the baby Jesus is born. But there's so many layers in that. There is Mary's part in it and Joseph's part in it. And what about those shepherds and the wise men and King Herod? And what about the prophets that spoke of this years and years before? So there are many, many layers to this beautiful story. And now, let's get started. And by the way, we're going to stay seated throughout our lessons and carols. We may take a seventh inning stretch and stand in the middle if we need it. But for the most part, we will remain seated through our lessons and carols. So let's sing together. Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Lesson takes us all the way back to the beginning, to the book of Genesis. I will be reading chapter 3, verses 8 through 15, and then I'll skip ahead to verses 17 through 19. So this is way back to the beginning. Let's hear the words. Late in the afternoon, a breeze began to blow, and the man and the woman heard the Lord God walking in the garden. They were frightened and hid behind some trees. The Lord called out to the man and asked, "Where are you?" The man answered, "I was naked, and when I heard you walking through the garden, I was frightened and hid." "How did you know you were naked?" God asked. "Did you eat any fruit from that tree in the middle of the garden?" "It was the woman who put it here with me," the man said. "She gave me some of the fruit and I ate it." The Lord God then asked the woman, "What have you done?" "The snake tricked me," she answered, "and I ate some of that fruit." So the Lord God said to the snake, "Because of what you have done, you will be the only animal to suffer this curse. For as long as you live, you will crawl on your stomach and eat dirt. You and this woman will hate each other. Your descendants and hers will always be enemies. One of hers will strike you on the head, and you will strike him on the heel." The Lord said to the man, "You listened to your wife and ate fruit from the tree, and so the ground will be under a curse because of what you did. As long as you live, you will have to struggle to grow enough food. Your food will be plants, but the ground will produce thorns and thistles. You will have to sweat to earn a living. You were made out of soil, and you will once again turn to soil." Boy, oh boy, this is a juicy passage. Oh, I could talk about this forever. But instead of that, let's sing, "Come Thou Long Expected Jesus."
I'll be reading from Genesis 22, verses 15 to 18. We pick up the story of Abraham after he has been instructed to prepare to sacrifice his son Isaac. Abraham will ultimately show his faith in God as he offered his son Isaac as a sacrifice. But then the Lord's angel called out from heaven a second time, "You were willing to offer the Lord your only son, and so he makes you this solemn promise. I will bless you and give you such a large family that someday your descendants will be more numerous than the stars in the sky or the grains of sand along the beach. They will defeat their enemies and take over the cities where their enemies live. You have obeyed me, and so you and your descendants will be a blessing to all nations on earth." So let us join in singing, O Come, Emmanuel, which expresses the longing of the Hebrews for salvation.
Come, Emmanuel. The third lesson speaks of the prophets predicting this to be. This comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verses 2, and then we skip ahead to 6 and 7. Those who walked in the dark have seen a bright light, and it shines upon everyone who stands in the land of darkest shadows. A child has been born. A child has been born for us. We have been given a son who will be our ruler. His names will be Wonderful Advisor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, and Prince of Peace. His power will never end. Peace will last forever. He will rule David's kingdom and make it grow strong. He will always rule with honesty and justice. The Lord All-Powerful will make certain that all of this is done. So, we now come to another proclamation from the angels. Let's sing together, Angels from the Realms of Glory.
Let us hear from another prophet, Micah, chapter 5, verses 2 to 5. Bethlehem Ephrata, you are one of the smallest towns in the nation of Judah, but the Lord will choose one of your people to rule the nation, someone whose family goes back to ancient times. The Lord will abandon Israel only until this ruler is born and the rest of his family returns to Israel. Like a shepherd taking care of his sheep, this ruler will lead and care for his people by the power and glorious name of the Lord, his God. His people will live securely, and the whole earth will know his true greatness because he will bring peace. Let Assyria attack our country and our palaces. We will counterattack, led by a number of rulers. Let us sing Star Child, which will be only on the screens, which will show the result of the prophecy of Micah be fulfilled.
now we hear Mary's story. Mary, mother of Jesus. This comes from the book of Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 through 35, and then we'll skip ahead to 38. 1 month later, God sent the angel Gabriel to the town of Nazareth in Galilee with a message for a virgin named Mary. She was engaged to Joseph from the family of King David. The angel greeted Mary and said, "You are truly blessed. The Lord is with you." Mary was confused by the angel's words and wondered what they meant. Then the angel told Mary, "Don't be afraid. God is pleased with you, and you will have a son. His name will be Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of God Most High. The Lord God will make him king, as his ancestor David was. He will rule the people of Israel forever, and his kingdom will never end." Mary asked the angel, "How can this happen? I am not married." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come down to you, and God's power will come over you. So your child will be called the Holy Son of God." Mary said, "I am the Lord's servant. Let it happen as you have said." And the angel left her. Our next hymn speaks of the joy that is coming to our world through Jesus Christ.
Our next lesson, Luke 2, 1-7, tells the familiar story of how come Jesus made his birth in Bethlehem. About that time, Emperor Augustus gave orders for the names of all the people to be listed in record books. These first records were made when Quirinius was governor of Syria. Everyone had to go to their own hometown to be listed. So Joseph had to leave Nazareth in Galilee and go to Bethlehem in Judea. Long ago, Bethlehem had been King David's hometown, and Joseph went there because he was from David's family. Mary was engaged to Joseph and traveled with him to Bethlehem. She was soon going to have a baby. And while they were there, she gave birth to her firstborn son. She dressed him in baby clothes and laid him on a bed of hay because there was no room for them in the inn. As we join in singing the first Noel, we will prepare for the first visitors to this event.
And now we come to our seventh lesson. And so, I offer a moment for you to take a stretch if you would like. If you need to stand up, feel free. If you need to shift about, feel free. Take a moment to take care of your bodies. We've been sitting a while. If you'd like to continue to just sit and rest, that's okay too. Well, we'll have to talk about that later. That sounds like a good conversation. All right, let's sit and move on. So, we now are coming to some of the visitors. And this are an interesting group. I'm curious as to why the angels would come to the shepherds, the lowest of the low when it comes to the economic status. They were considered the worst of the worst. Sometimes people considered them thieves. And so why would the angels ask the shepherds to come? Let's hear scripture from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 16. That night in the field near Bethlehem, some shepherds were guarding their sheep. All at once, an angel came down to them from the Lord, and the brightness of the Lord's glory flashed around them. The shepherds were frightened. But the angel said, "Don't be afraid. I have good news for you, which will make everyone happy. This very day in King David's hometown, a Savior was born for you. He is Christ the Lord. You will know who he is because you will find him dressed in baby clothes and lying in a bed of hay." Suddenly, many other angels came down from heaven and joined in praising God. They said, "Praise God in heaven, peace on earth to everyone who pleases God." After the angels had left and gone back to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Hey, let's go to Bethlehem and see what the Lord has told us about." They hurried off and found Mary and Joseph. And they saw the baby lying on a bed of hay. Let's sing together about this baby, infant holy, infant lowly.
Now we're going to find out the real facts about how Christ was born for all from the book of Matthew, chapter 2, 1 through 11. When Jesus was born in the village of Bethlehem in Judea, Herod was king. During this time, some wise men from the east came to Jerusalem and said, "Where is the child born to be king of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard about this, he was worried, and so was everyone else in Jerusalem. Herod brought together the chief priests and the teachers of the law of Moses and asked them, "Where will the Messiah be born?" They told him, "He will be born in Bethlehem, just as the prophet wrote. Bethlehem, in the land of Judea. You are very important among the towns of Judea. From your town will come a leader who will be like a shepherd for my people, Israel." Herod secretly called in the wise men and asked them when they had first seen the star. He told them, "Go to Bethlehem and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, let me know. I want to go and worship him too." The wise men listened to what the king said and then left. And the star they had seen in the east went on ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. They were thrilled and excited to see the star. When the men went into the house and saw the child with Mary, his mother, they knelt down and worshiped him. They took out their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh and gave them to him. Let us join in singing, "What Child Is This?" which contains the announcement that Jesus is Christ the King. We will hear this from the angels, from the shepherds, and from the wise men.
Mind-blowing, and probably it shouldn't be to me, but there's so much of our belief, so much of our theology in our hymns. Our hymns say so much about us. And so it's been a lot of fun to look at Scripture and then look at our hymns and how they just meld so wonderfully together. And so now we're going to hear from the book of John, and John is going to wrap it all up and put it in a bow, our story. So John from the first chapter, and I will be reading verses 1 through 14. "In the beginning was the one who is called the Word. The Word was with God and was truly God. From the very beginning, the Word was with God. And with this Word, God created all things. Nothing was made without the Word. Everything that was created received its life from God, and God's life gave light to everyone. The light keeps shining in the dark. The darkness has never put it out. God sent a man named John who came to tell about the light and to lead all people to have faith. John wasn't the light. He came only to tell about the light. The true light that shines on everyone was coming into the world. The Word was in the world. But no one knew him, though God had made the world with his word. He came into his own world, but his own nation did not welcome him. Yet some people accepted him and put their faith in him, so he gave them the right to be the children of God. They were not God's children by nature or because of any human desires. God himself was the one who made them his children. The Word became a human being and lived here with us. We saw his true glory, the glory of the only Son of the Father. From him all the kindness and all the truth of God have come down to us. And in that, let's sing, O Come All Ye Faithful. Let's sing about our faith.